GE Appliance Park is now hiring full-time positions with up to a $2,500 hiring bonus. Apply today at makeitatthepark.com or text GEA Park to 844-MY-APPLY. That's GEA Park to 844-692-7759. Make a difference. Make it at the park.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Time now for Stockton Mortgage Sports Talk with Dan Issel and Mike Pratt, right here on ESPN 680 and 105.7. Now, here's Dan and Mike.
And good morning, everybody. Unfortunately, that'll be the last time you hear that introduction on our show because my dear friend Mike Pratt lost his battle to cancer last night. I first met Mike almost 56 years ago when we enrolled at the University of Kentucky to play basketball for Adolph Rupp. And there were 12 scholarship players on that freshman team, but it became very obvious early on that Mike Pratt and Mike Casey were the two best players on that team. And I guess you could say we were a cocky bunch. We were 18-2 on our freshman team and regularly scrimmaged against the varsity and won as many of those scrimmages as we lost. And Mike's matchup was always Pat Riley, the All-American. And I can tell you, Mike won as many battles against Pat as he lost. Of course, Mike was a three-year starter at the University of Kentucky, making All-SEC his junior and senior year, and some All-America teams his senior year. But the memories that I have of Mike really at UK really don't have much to do with basketball. It was our relationship off the court. And a couple of my favorite stories, the summer before our senior year, Mike and I were hired by the Daniel Boone Fried Chicken Company. And our job was to, about mid-morning every day, drive from Lexington to Versailles and pick up Governor Happy Chandler, who was chairman of the board, bring him back to the office, and then mid-afternoon, return Governor Chandler to Versailles. It took two of us to do that. And ironically, we were at the Daniel Boone offices when we found out that Mike Casey had suffered a catastrophic car accident, had a compound fracture of his left leg, and that he wouldn't be able to play our senior year. And Mike and a lot of others always believed that had we had Case that senior year, we would have had a very good chance of hanging a championship banner in Memorial Coliseum. Mike and I roomed together. We were both married our senior years, and so we roomed together on the road. And one night in Oxford, Mississippi, we were walking by Claude Vaughn's room, our trainer, and the door was ajar. But Claude wasn't in there. And most of the places that Kentucky traveled in the SEC were dry at that time. And so one of Claude's duties was to bring the adult beverages on the road for the parties that Coach Rupp would have in his suite with the traveling party. So sure enough, on the bed was an open suitcase full of those adult beverages. And Mike and I grabbed a six-pack and headed back to our room. And I don't know where Mike came up with this idea, but he took the top of the toilet tank off and put the six-pack down in the water and replaced the top. It wasn't 5 minutes later and Claude Vaughn came knocking on the door and he said, I know you guys took it. Where is it? And Mike said, Claude, I don't know what you're talking about. And Claude just scoured the room. He looked in the bathtub. He looked under the bed. He looked in the drawers. He looked in the closet. And he never could find that six-pack. And after Claude left, Mike and I both popped a can and laughed hysterically because we said, Adolf Rupp has bought us a beer. And so that those are kind of the stories that I'll always remember about Mike. The one game that he did have that I remember very vividly was in our annual game against Notre Dame in Freedom Hall, our senior year. Mike scored 42 points and single-handedly was responsible for UK beating Notre Dame that year. Mike is, in my estimation, easily the best player to ever play at the University of Kentucky that does not have his jersey in the rafters. And hopefully this year, with the help of Cal and Mitch and the powers that be at UK, we can get that situation turned around because Mike certainly deserved it. We then went to the Colonels kind of as a package deal. We negotiated our contracts together. We signed our contracts together. And Mike was never able to replicate his basketball prowess with the Colonels that he had at the University of Kentucky. He was kind of an in-betweener. He wasn't big enough to really play on the front line in professional basketball. And they tried to make a guard out of him. And that didn't work. He really didn't have the speed, the quickness to be in the backcourt either. But Mike played on two great Colonel teams. Our rookie year, we went to Game 7 of the ABA Championship against the Utah Stars. And then, of course, our second year, when Artis was a rookie, we had a record of 68-16, the best record any ABA team ever had, and Mike was a part of both of those teams. Unfortunately, Mike had signed a three-year contract, and that was particularly backloaded as far as the compensation was concerned, and he only had two-year guarantee. So when he went to training camp that third year, it was almost impossible for him to make the team at that point. And that was the end of his playing career. But he went on to coach. He was an assistant coach with Lee Rose at UNC Charlotte when they went to the Final Four with Cornbread Maxwell. And when Lee moved on to Purdue, Mike was named the head coach at UNC Charlotte. And he was the youngest head coach in Division I basketball at the age of 32. At that point, we kind of grew apart a little bit. I was in Denver, and he was in Charlotte or Louisville. We would see each other from time to time at different UK events and charity golf tournaments. But then a few years ago, when I moved back to Louisville to become involved with the NBA to Lou project, our relationship was sparked all over again. Mike would come to events that NBA to Lou had. He'd play in our golf tournament. And we really renewed that close friendship. And one day we were having lunch, and Mike said, you know, we ought to do a radio show together. Of course, he had broadcast, been the color commentator on the UK basketball network for 20 years with Tom Leach. He did every Friday, did a show with Bobby V, Fast Break Friday. And I said, well, you know, I used to do a radio show in Denver. That'd be a lot of fun. And so we contacted John Salzman. And there was a spot open at ESPN Louisville from 10 to noon. And I don't know if they thought the powers that be at ESPN thought we would be any good. But, you know, it was something to fill the slots. So we started Sports Talk with Mike Pratt and Dan Issel. And I've got to tell you, it was one of the most fun projects I've ever been involved with. We didn't care if anybody was listening. We never sent out the UPS text line number. We never said what telephone number to call to be a part of the show. We just enjoyed being with each other, laughing and joking and telling stories, most of which were true. But forget about the basketball. Forget about the broadcasting. I think that the legacy that Mike leaves is that he was just a darn good guy. He never met a stranger. He always had time for everybody. And I'm going to miss him dearly. I can take solace in the fact that I know where he is right now. And my friend will never have to feel that excruciating pain again. Avery has put together a montage of our time together on the radio station. Avery, if you could play that now.
By me, Mike Pratt. Well, now, that's a good way to start the last hour of the
okay
show.
Okay with me.
There you go. He's stepping out of his lane. Stay in your lane, Is.
Just let me smack you on the little pinky.
Just get up there and whack it.
I've had many occasions when I've picked a tie out, and my wife goes like, don't think so, big boy, you know?
Check your junk.
Cash money.
The heck I with Colbert and the heck with the junior, Lou Alcindor Jr., and the guard is going to Texas. Who? What the heck? We want to talk about
salty
this.
Mike. There's a lot of flavors of Mike Pratt. I haven't tried salty yet.
Where is Blanks? We have not seen or heard from Blanks today.
I don't know where he's at.
Yeah, he's hiding.
He's in hiding.
Yeah, we're gonna have to get the CIA to find him. Huh?
That's right. I don't think they can find him.
We need our $100.
Yep.
We need our $100.
How are my basketball buddies doing?
They call him Swaggy Cal.
Yeah.
Right now.
Did you hear? I heard him. Talking about that. He didn't know that. Somebody brought that up.
No sale. No, he knew about that. I don't buy that. For
he
a
acted
second.
Like he didn't know about it.
That was
a bit odd.
Less than great.
A bit odd.
Very disappointing, to be quite honest with you. But whatever.
I was honored. I'm on top of him. And we're just flailing away. Nobody's landing anything. If you really enjoy being out there, if you enjoy the camaraderie that you have, either with your teaching pro, Jeff, or a foursome or a twosome, then you always think that there's a better hole ahead of you. There's always one hole left that you can conquer.
You know, you got a good sized melon yourself.
So I do. Yeah. So I can appreciate Nikki. I can appreciate Nikki. Yeah. Yeah.
Are you a C-section, though? I don't think so.
I have no idea. I just came in. I just popped out.
Mike was just like, I'm ready to go, world. Let me get out
That's right. Let me out of here. Let me see what's going on here.
At the Thirsty Beaver, and the name of the bar was the Thirsty Beaver. He owned with his brother the Thirsty Beaver.
A texter sent us a picture of my man, Mick Jagger, in front of the Thirsty Beaver.
Saloon. It's called a saloon. You got to check it out. Thank you, Texter. That's the one that was sent to me, too. So,
boy, I tell you what, I was sweating bullets, man, that I would look across the floor and there your big butt was in a Kansas sweatshirt. I was really sweating that.
You knew I wasn't wearing a Kansas sweatshirt. Now, if that was the best ticket, I would have sat in the Kansas ticket.
Why, sure.
But I wouldn't wear a Kansas.
No.
You don't pull the mask of the old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim.
And you don't do a number one in the wind either, so you're okay.
That's the lyric, but
the lyric is you don't spit into the wind, but Mike can take it down his own.
Well, there you go. Yeah, you don't want to tinkle in the wind either.
Oh, Patty Ice. Oh, man.
They play whatever SEMO is.
SEMO?
I don't know what SEMO stands for. Southeast Missouri. Oh, well, good.
Yeah.
Quick, you took your medicine today. I appreciate that.
Poor Bobby, you're getting to be a little wise out here.
No, I was complimenting you. It just sounded bad.
My favorite Dominican is Orlando Antigua. He's a really good guy.
Well, let's leave the Devin Askew, Crean, and let's go to another player that was discussed by Michael DeCourcy on Sweeney's show at midday. Now, what does Sweeney call a shot?
The take with Andy Sweeney.
The take with Andy Sweeney. 3 to 5. And,
3 to 6.
Well, don't they have like a recap hour?
That's from 6 to 7.
Oh, okay. I missed that one. I'm usually asleep by then. So people get 10 foot tall and bulletproof. And sometimes they're not quite as tall as they think. But the beauty of that.
Was that a short joke?
Yeah.
Oh, well, thank you, Avery. A nice tribute to Mike. Our prayers go out to Marcia and the family and the friends who are grieving. And we just ask during this time for God's peace. Louis, I'm going to hand it over to you. I'm going to let you and Avery take the rest of the show, and I will talk to you on Monday.
Yes, sir. Hey, nice job, Dan. We'll talk to you on Monday.
Thank you.
All right, bud. Hey, we'll go to break here. Avery, reminder that we are brought to you by Stockton Mortgage, Stockton.com, NMLS 8259, NMLS consumeraccess.org. They are an equal housing lender. We'll be back on the other side. Keep the text coming, 437-9680. If you want to call in, if you have a Mike Pratt story, 267-9680. We will do our darndest to celebrate one of the best, Mike Pratt, here on 680-1057. Welcome back in. Sports Talk here on 680-1057. Sitting in for the guys, I'm Louis Ribeau. Thanks for joining us this morning. A tough morning for us around here at ESPN Louisville as we remember the life of our friend Mike Pratt. I apologize in advance for any times that I lose my voice. I would love to hear from you, though. 437-9680 on the UPS Jobs text line, 437-9680. You could also call the show today, 267-9680. Mike, just was thinking about this on the way in, Avery, and with Mike, it isn't often that that someone is so synonymous with being so great at their job and also a great person. And Mike absolutely encapsulated both. And those of us around here, I don't think you ever would have known, certainly. You know, when I filled in for Bob for a month and a half, whatever, I walked in after Dan Issel and Mike Pratt, right? I sat in the same chair as Mike Pratt, right? And you wouldn't have known that Mike was anything other than a 10 to noon host because of his demeanor. He was just so, he was so humble. He was so kind. And you also never would have known, by the way, that he was suffering with such a horrible, horrible ailment, because He just lived, man. And he lived the best freaking way he could. And he, when people can live with such dignity the way that Mike did, and do it in a way that affects so many people in such a positive way. So many, I imagine you know, if you listen to UK games all the time, and if you grew up the last two decades on it, that he'd be like an uncle to you, you know? You'd hear that voice, you'd hear his analysis, something that you had in common that you both love, you know, BBN, you love, you know, Wildcat basketball. And around here, man, he was just a really terrific friend. And, you know, the easiest way to figure out how someone lived their life is to see how everyone reacts when they've realized they don't get to be around them anymore. And everyone I know has had the same reaction. And it is, just hearing Dan that way and all the people around here, we'll just miss Mike a lot. And and we'll know that that he has left just a terrific legacy for people. And for UK basketball, just a great ambassador for that program, and frankly, for what it is that we do here. And so to Marcia, to his family, to any of his fans, God bless you. May you have pardon and peace at this time, you know, because it's just not an easy, road. I'm sure we'll be seeing Dan next week and his wife and everybody else. And so hug your loved ones, folks. I gave my wife a big hug this morning before I left to come here. And it's just a reminder that these things are fleeting, and they can, even the very best can have this happen to them. But lots of texts coming on the text line right now at 437-9680. Really appreciate people joining in and with the celebration this morning. Texter texting, when I listened to Mike call Kentucky games, I always thought he hated U of L, but after hearing him on 680, I learned that he didn't hate us at all. RIP to Mike. It's true. There's one hateful bone in that guy's body for sure. Another text coming in. God bless Mike and his family and Dan, and to all you guys down there. Love you all. Thanks for texting in. Really appreciate it. Another text coming down. Bless you, Dan. I'm absolutely sure that Mike thought the same way about you. Prayers to the entire Pratt friends and family. I echo that very much. I know. You know, that Avery, is the thing I will absolutely miss the most around here about Mike, is that those two, and Avery can speak to this, man, when they would do their show prep, they would both get here. Dan a little bit before Mike. And Dan would get here about 9:15. Mike would get here a little bit after 9:20, 9:30. And you would have thought these guys were at a reunion every day. They acted like they hadn't seen each other in a year. Every day. It was, I just remember I would be getting coffee. I would be letting them have space before I would, you know, head in to do my prep. And it just, it was so genuine. The friendship was so, it was so genuine. And you could just tell what kind of a guy Mike was based on that every day, that every morning interaction. And I'll never forget it, because it was so, it stood out so much that two men who had known each other for five decades still cared so deeply about one another. And the only thing I'm looking forward to next week is more stories like Dan told about the six pack in the hotel, because there have to be so many. I think it's just so awesome that we're going to be able to do that at least. And I said it a couple weeks ago. I said it, you know, I did a spot in Lexington last Friday, and I said what all of us were rooting for was just to have Mike back. And everyone felt that way. And I'm so glad I got to meet Mike and get to know him a little bit. He sat in with me on a couple Fast Break Fridays. I got to do freaking radio with Mike Pratt. That's awesome. It's really awesome. It's humbling and it's awesome. I thank Mike for, he treated me like a colleague, man. Mike was in broadcasting, frankly, as long as I've been alive. It's basketball much longer than that. And so it's just a tough day around here, because I know lots of people around here really love Mike and felt love from him. And we'll go on. And text coming in from our guy, Jason Entz. Appreciate Jason texting in. It says a lot when 99% of the tweets about Mike today say little or nothing about his basketball or radio career. They talk about what a wonderful person he was. All of us here will continue the fight against cancer that he kept up until the end. And he even helped us, helped the KFOV locally, Kentuckiana Friends of V, raise money and battling the disease. Mike was one of a kind, and I'll truly miss his kindness and his smile. Jason, thanks for texting that in. Text coming down. I hope process it, Colin. The rapport he had with Mike and Issel was just so much fun. Yeah, Bobby, that's right. It just shows. It showed, too, you know, you kind of assume guys would lose their edge when they get into their 70s, right? You do this for so long that maybe the edge goes away. Not those guys. Not Dan, not Mike. It was so, Texter's totally right. It was so great when those guys worked together. It was really great thing. Another text coming down. God bless Mike Pratt and his family. Thank you for being on the airwaves. As I know, it's tough. It was tough hearing Dan Issel there. I miss them on the radio together. I do too. Great man. And I know he's watching over us. Thanks for texting it. I really mean it. And yeah, just not a, not an easy day when the very best in their profession and the very best of people is in the same package in a guy like Mike, and we don't get to have that anymore. And so, you know, it's something that stood out. I decided, you know, I woke up this morning. I couldn't sleep very well last night. I woke up this morning, and I decided I was just going to Google Mike's name and click on images with different tags. And the thing that stood out is the only time he wasn't smiling was when he was in Kentucky basketball pictures as a player. And it's obviously just because he was posing for pictures and those sorts of things. But every other picture, he was smiling. Broadcasting, interviewing someone, in a photo with someone. And every single person with Mike had the biggest possible smile on their face. It was freaking beautiful. And that's when I really had the hardest time, was just seeing Mike's smiling face over and over again on my phone as I was trying to figure out what we were going to do today. And so keep those texts coming here on the UPS Jobs text line, 437-9680. Really do appreciate all the tributes. And, you know, I didn't grow up here. And a guy that was the Mike Pratt for me growing up was a man named Ernie Harwell, and he called Tigers games for a very, very long time. He was from Georgia, but he had moved to Detroit to call the games. And baseball in my head still sounds like Ernie Harwell. And I have to imagine for many people in this state, basketball analysis in their head sounds like Mike Pratt. I can still, and I know Avery, you can do this too, and I apologize in advance because this might make you cry again. Sorry. I can hear Mike saying my name because his voice was so distinctive, right? Hey, Louie. I mean, just so very distinctive, so very Mike. Even his voice was kind. Christ almighty. But we'll miss him. I really echo what Dan said at the very end there, is that the only thing we can take from this is we have faith that we know where he is, and we take solace in the fact that he's not suffering anymore. And like I said, if you knew Mike the last couple of years, you would not have known that he was suffering, because he it might have taken him a little time to get out of the chair after he did the show, but otherwise that was it. You just wouldn't know. It just looked like the movements of a man who was slowing down, but you wouldn't have known because there weren't complaints. There wasn't, hey, just the same great attitude every day. And I think, that's what I'll learn from Mike. You can be great at what you do and be a great person and get to the very top of whatever it is that you do. And you could be a great person all the way up the ladder to everyone that you meet. And it's been fun, really, honestly, reading the stories that people have, the pictures that people share. And like I said, every time that someone's in a picture with Mike, it is their biggest possible smile. And so with that, Avery, let's take a break here. We'll come back on the other side, and I'm going to try to talk sports, believe it or not. We'll talk NBA Finals as Steph Curry gets his fourth title last night. And keep the text coming, though, 437-9680. Like I said, please interrupt this show, 267-9680, if you want to call in. You don't have to have an enlightening take about Mike Pratt. You can just tell a story about how you love listening to him, and if you have to drive around for your job and he was on the radio. That's that. Just so everyone knows, Megan Devine, my normal Friday person, will be in to hang out with me today. We will talk a little bit of horse racing, but like I said, interrupt the show today, 437-9680 on the UPS Jobs text line, and 267-9680 on the phone line if you want to call in. I'm Lou Rubeau. This is Sports Talk here on 680-1057. Welcome back in. Stockton Mortgage Sports Talk. I'm Louie Rubeau for the guys today. We are remembering our friend and colleague here, Mike Pratt, today on A Life Well Lived. And frankly, one we should all try to imitate and mimic People are starting to call in. I love it. 267-9680. Please do that. Keep the text coming on the text line, 437-9680, as we remember our friend Mike Pratt. If you are just joining us, I'm very sorry to have to relay that he passed away last night after a very long battle with cancer, one that you would not have known he was in the midst of, because he simply did it with such dignity, such grace, and we will miss him very much. But let's go to the phone line. People are starting to call in. Jim, we'll go to you first. So, Jim, good morning, and thanks for calling.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I don't have any big story to tell as far as playing basketball with Mike or anything like that.
Sure.
I'm a Kentucky fan. I'm 73. I followed Mike a lot through his career since he played at Kentucky. But my memory of Mike is whenever I listen to him, be it with Dan or be it as a commentator on the UK Network, and I've said this for years, I always felt like he was a family member. He had that way of talking to the average fan that made you feel like you were just part of his family. And always treated people with great dignity, and just a kind soul, a very kind soul. And I'm going to miss him. I listen to Mike and Dan, I'll say that, every day. I thoroughly enjoyed it. My sympathies go to Mike's family and to the whole UK family. And I have great feelings for Dan also, but today's about Mike. And it's like losing a family member. And may he rest in peace. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, Jim, thanks for calling in. 267-9680 if you'd like to share any stories. By the way, one coming down on the text line. It's a long one. And the first time this person's ever texted the station, so this is great. 437-9680 is our UPS Jobs text line here. Texter says, my Mike Pratt memory, when I was a teenager, I remember waiting for the UK basketball team at the hotel prior to a game here in Louisville. Tubby Smith, who was generally very gracious, gave me an earful about asking his players for autographs. Mike Pratt witnessed this when Tubby was done, came over and introduced himself and offered to give me his autograph. We chatted for a few minutes before he had to board the bus to Freedom Hall. I never forgot this. Hearing Dan and you guys choke up on the air today truly speaks to how much he meant to everyone. He will be missed. It's a great story. Thanks for sharing those. All right. And we have another call on the line. I'm sorry, I don't know the name here, but go ahead and jump on with us. Please introduce yourself. My name's Louie, sitting in for the guys here on Sports Talk. Go ahead, caller.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, this is Michael Bennett.
Oh, hey, Michael. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing? Y'all doing a great job. And I tell you, what a great friend he was to all of us. And I'll never forget, a couple of years ago, Mike called me up and said, let's go play some golf. And I said, sure. Next thing you know, he says, why don't you invite Paul Rogers? And I'm like, okay, I'll invite Paul Rogers. And then he calls me back about 30 minutes later, why don't you invite Jack Givens? And now here I am. I'm taking Mike out. I thought it'd just be the two of us. Now I'm paying for a whole foursome to go out there to play golf over at Big Springs. And we get there. Mike Pratt says, hey, I'm going to ride with Jack Givens. I said, okay, no problem. I ride with Paul Rogers. We're on the first hole of all 18, and he has Jack Givens laughing so hard. And I'm like, are we going to play golf? Are you just going to tell story? And it was that way the entire round. He had Jack Givens rolling the entire round. And Paul Rogers, I just looked at each other. It's like, are we ever going to play golf? Are we ever going to finish? And I said, Mike was that way. He would have you in stitches. He was just so much fun. And you know, y'all probably don't know, I used to have another radio show on a different station. He was going to be my first co-host.
Mm.
And Mike called me up one day when we found out what time we were going to go on the radio. And he says, Michael, I'm 70 years old. I can't get up at 8 o'clock in the morning. So I'm sorry. I'm going to have to bow out. I mean, he was just... he was a great guy, and I was disappointed that he didn't become my co-host. But, man, he was a friend. He would always call me in the morning and say, Michael, let's have a cup of coffee. And then he'd say, you know, let me tell you a little bit about the history of Kentucky from my perspective. Mm. And I thought, what a gentleman. And it's just this is a day I'm glad I'm not on the radio, because I know I would definitely be getting emotional like y'all are. You personally know – like I do, what a great person he was, and will just be sorely missed.
Yeah, so, Michael, while I have you, I think one of the underrated things about Mike Pratt was that while just the absolute gentleman that he was also one of the great needlers of all time. Right.
Absolutely.
And it was just the small stuff, too. And it was brought up on the show before ours that he would, if you had a nickname, he would change it just a little bit for his own, you know, his own way, just to make it a little different and a little just to stand out just enough to needle you. And it was that kind of stuff with Mike. Everything was personal. Everything was, you know, he made it about you all the time. And that's really the remarkable thing. You know, I told that story about when Dan and he would see each other for show prep here. And I meant it. I mean, they acted like they hadn't seen each other in years. And it was
exactly.
A reunion every
and,
day.
You know, you see about the nicknames. That's crazy that you brought that up because he knew I was a left-handed pitcher growing up. And he'd always call me, oh, it's the big lefty. And it's like, where is this coming from? I mean, it just made you feel so good that he knew a little bit about your background and never forgot it. I remember the time he was so grateful. At the UK, one of the UK football games, and it was just horrific weather that night. He and his wife Marcia came up to the press box, and they couldn't find a seat. And I said, "Mike, there's a seat next to me. You and Marcia go sit, take my seat. I'll just go somewhere else and stand and watch the game." It didn't bother me, and he never forgot that. Mm. And how much he appreciated that I took care of his wife. And he would always ask about how my family's doing, how you boys doing, and it was just crazy. The memory that he had on such a personal level that made you feel like you knew him all your life. And those are the things that I'm going to miss. And what a great guy he was. I'm an emotional person. I hate it when I get like this, but you just loved the guy. And just sorely going to miss him and miss my bits of cups of coffee with him and my lunches and playing 18. And even though I paid for everything, I didn't care. I just wanted to be around Mike Pratt. And it was just a bunch of fun with him. And appreciate what y'all are doing today. I know it's a difficult day, and you're just doing a phenomenal job, just like with Dan and he. They did a great job. I was so glad to see Kyle come on and take care of them and promote their show. And it was well-deserved.
Hey, Michael, thanks for calling in, bud.
Absolutely. Y'all take care.
All right, thanks. Michael Bennett. There you go. Now, I think if you just opened up, you know, if people around the state were, you know, able to hear this broadcast or whatever, I think you would get phone calls like that for hours. And I know that Bobby V after me at noon here on 680 1057 will be doing something very similar because of, look, Mike was, it's never fair how this works, but a big fundraiser for cancer research. And then, of course, you know, it's cancer that ultimately is what it's just difficult. Another text coming down. Texter says, are the Cleveland Browns playing? I love that he always referred to the Browns as the Pumpkinheads. And Texter says, as a Louisville fan, I can honestly say that Mike Pratt was more than fair in the rivalry, and he had the utmost respect for Denny Crum, and for a lot of Louisville players, even though he was a true Kentucky man, and he should have been, as he should have been, excuse me. We could all take a page out of the Mike Pratt book on how to handle yourself and how to make others feel special. Amen. That's so true. I love that story from Michael just about the golf and all those things. And it is so true. I mean, with Mike, the dynamic around this place is very bizarre because you have the young guys and Avery who are the producers, and they're all, you know, under 30. And then you've got a bunch of you got Bob and you got Mike and you got Dan and you got, you know, guys in there, you know, in their, you know, older than 50 essentially. And then you've got some of us in the middle, and it's a freaking frat house around here a lot of days. And Mike just fit right in, man. He made everyone smile. He made everyone laugh. And so did a great job with all of us here at ESPN Louisville at 680. A reminder, by the way, that this segment of the show is brought to you by Kentucky Tourism, KentuckyTourism.com. Those gas prices out there, might be a good idea to do a vacation right here in the Bluegrass State, so KentuckyTourism.com for all of that information. All right, so exhale, Avery. All right, we did 45 minutes. We're going to get there. It's going to work out. I did want to comment on the NBA Finals from last night, but keep those texts coming, 437-9680, about about Matt, about Mike, excuse me. And you can call us, of course, 267-9680. But, you know, just so interesting that, you know, by the way, if Dan were in here today, he'd be crushing me because Dan was like, yeah, no, the Warriors are going to win. And, you know, I had to be a contrarian for no reason. And Steph gets that fourth title. You know, Klay gets the fourth title. Draymond gets the fourth title. And it sets up an interesting conversation about where those players are in sort of the all-time ranks. And in our case, you know, we were talking about who, you know, where players fit. And Dan yesterday said something, you know, along the lines of Steph being in a top 20 position for sure. And then could he solidify himself into an even, you know, more prestigious position than that? And I think he did that last night with a really, really good performance. And then on top of that, being the MVP of the finals again. And so, interesting game. Boston just really never got it going. And with Steph, you know, playing the way that he did, we talked about it yesterday, there was no chance he was going to go for 9 from 3. And, of course, he didn't do that. Goes 12 of 21 from the floor, 34 points, perfect from the free throw line, those sorts of things. And so, yeah, it turned into the series that I think Dan and I thought was going to happen at the beginning. I remember, you know, the metrics said that the Boston Celtics were going to win that series 86% of the time, which is very interesting. But I think a couple of things caught up with them. They're just not a good home team for some reason. And when you play a team of the caliber of a Warriors, where you've got Steph Curry shooting over 50% from three in your building, you know, he goes for 34, 7, and 7 last night. You just can't do that. It's just not something that is sustainable for any time. You know, you can't win games that way. And so being a really great road team, the Celtics were all year, they were 28-13 on the road during the regular season. That only lasts for so long in the playoffs. Eventually, you have to win those home games. You have to protect home court, and they simply weren't able to do that. Celtics last night, of course, under 40% from three. Were much better at the free throw line. We had been critical of them for that, but literally there was only one missed free throw in the entire game last night. Very few calls, fouls called last night on either side. The refs continued that trend of letting them play as well. And so there's an element of that. My friend Megan Devine is here. We will not have her comment on the NBA Finals, but someone texted it earlier, Megan, listening to me get very emotional about my friend Mike Pratt today, that I needed a co-host, and I said, never fear, Megan Devine will be here. And so it's nice to see you this morning. Megan and I will get into some horse racing stuff after the 11 o'clock hour, or in the 11 o'clock hour, excuse me, as Dan would want it, and so we'll make sure that we do that. But again, this is Sports Talk. My name's Louis Rabeau. I'm sitting in for the guys today here on 680 1057 alongside Avery Dill. And we are celebrating Mike Pratt today. If you have a text for us, 437-9680, that is the UPS Jobs text line, 437-9680. And if you want to call in and share a story, we had Jim call in earlier, and I loved it, talking about how, and I can relate to this, those guys on the radio, for some reason, even if you don't get to meet them, those voices, they resonate. You get to know them. You feel like you know them, at least, and all those things. And it's been fun to get all these texts in. Another text coming down on the text line here, 437-9680. I'm also a U of L fan, but I used to go to Rupp and Issel and Pratt basketball camps, and Mike was my coach for a couple of years. We hooked up a few years ago at March Madness, at a March Madness bracket deal with Denny. And although I know he didn't remember me from that many years ago, he said he did. And after that, if I saw him, he would always mention that. And so there you go. Yeah, it doesn't take much to it didn't take much to stoke the memory fires for Mike, which is awesome. Keep those stories coming. These are great. 437-9680.
I'm gonna butt in before I start crying for okay. Who knows how many times.
By the way, someone's today. Calling the text line. Let me give out the number again: 267-9680 to call. So 6441, please call us. We want to talk to you. I just can't talk to you on the text line. I know we have two phone numbers here, 267-9680. So please do call in. Go ahead, Avery.
So it was actually one of his last shows. And for those who don't know, Mike, he wrote a book.
Yeah.
And Dan brought it up during that particular episode. And Mike's just looking at him like, what are you talking about? Like, he forgot he wrote his own book.
With Tom Leach, yeah.
Yes. And, like, he needed Marsha to...
Yeah. Go ahead, take the call. It's fine. Yeah, he needed Marsha to kind of... walk up through that. If people don't know, it actually came out in November, 2 decades behind the scenes of Kentucky basketball. It's out. You can get it pretty much anywhere. It's usually less than $20. So if you wanted to read his time with Kentucky basketball with Tom Leach, that's an opportunity there as well. And so we do have a call, and I'll let Avery finish her her story. Oh, I'm getting a couple calls in. That's great. 267-9680. Please call in. Tell us your stories about Mike, or your, frankly, just your memories of UK basketball broadcasts. Like I said, it's hard to imagine someone who's both great at their job and great at just being a colleague and a human being. Who's on the line there, Avery?
We have Bat.
Great. Let's go. Hey, welcome into Sports Talk.
Today?
Hey, you know, celebrating Mike today. How are you?
All right. Obviously, we're all kind of tore up by the loss. But I tell you, my memories are all about the show. I've been listening since its inception. And what I like about it is they just talk about the most mundane things. And as Drew said this morning, sometimes you didn't even want to get out of your car to make your appointment so that you could hear the rest of their stories.
Right.
And I mean, they talked one time 15 minutes about Mike having a flat tire up in Lexington. And another time they talk about Dan getting something to eat at the Denver airport. And that story went on for probably 30 minutes. The give and take between those two guys. There's not all that UK, U of L that everybody's calling in screaming and
right.
Who can talk over who. They just talk. And it's a very good show. And obviously we're all kind of going to miss Mike's input, but the mundane things, unrelated to basketball or any type of sports, get me on the edge of your seat.
Hey, thanks
have
for
a good day.
Yeah, thanks for calling in. I really appreciate that. That's right. I mean, that's the thing about Mike was that you knew Mike could only be Mike, and he was himself all the time, and it came through in his stories. It came through in his storytelling, how he related to Dan. Frankly, to any of us, but especially Dan when they were doing the show. We do have another caller here, 267-9680. Keep the calls coming. Avery, who do we have now?
I cannot remember his name, but you are welcome to go, caller.
Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Louie?
Yeah.
One thing I want to say about, I know Dan pretty well, but I never had a chance to meet Mike, but I know that they had a relationship going way back and whatever. I always thought it was interesting when Dan said they were roommates when they started out, but they had to give that up because they couldn't get along.
I'm curious
what that. But one thing I want to say about Mike, and because I'm of that age, I'm a couple years younger than Mike, but I was there at UK when they were. Mike was a heck of a basketball player,
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
And he kids all the time, Dan, about, well, I had to pass the ball to you. Yeah, I was the passer. I fed the ball to you, and he's absolutely right. I mean, Rupp's rule was get the ball to Dan, okay?
Yes.
And I remember a game when at Freedom Hall against Notre Dame, Mike had 42 points, okay? So, you know, you got to be a player if you can score 42 points against anybody. And but he played second fiddle to Dan, and that's the way Rupp won, and Mike was fine with that from that standpoint, I guess. He still kids him about that. But one thing unusual about Mike used to use the backboard on about every shot. I mean, from the elbow, he would bank shots in. And I tell that story to my grandkids, and they go, "You're kidding me! Nobody uses backboard." But Mike was the expert at banking the ball off the board. And but a heck of a basketball player, and just a down home guy. I love him when he calls people by, you know. Calls Andy my man, and yeah. Just everybody like their friends, and as the previous caller said, just a good storyteller too, and us old guys like good stories, okay? So, we'll miss him, and but apparently he was really having a rough time, so I guess it's probably a blessing somewhat. So thanks for giving me a chance.
Hey, thanks so much for calling. 267-9680 if you wanted to call in. He's right, by the way. We haven't talked about the basketball side. I think that I'm sure everyone's picking up the theme here, but it speaks to who Mike was, that we don't need to give him the adulations on the basketball side because he was such a great man. But he did 81 games at the varsity level at UK, 16.8 points, 8.9 rebounds. I mean, the guy could play. There's no question. And so a couple years with the Colonels, of course, then went on to that coaching career and eventually got into broadcasting. I'm selfishly very grateful that he got into broadcasting because I got to know him. I got to meet him, and we'll miss him for sure. But thanks for calling in, 267-9680, 437-9680 on the UPS Jobs text line. And texts are coming in. U of L fan here. I've listened to Dan and Mike's show since it started. I'm in sales and hated to have to get out of the car and miss part of their show. I'm heartbroken for the loss of a basketball great and an even better human being. He almost made me a UK fan. Oof. Wow, that's a oof. Almost. Almost made the text there. There you go. But again, 437-9680, UPS Jobs text line. You're welcome to join us there. And I love these calls, by the way. 267-9680. I can hear it in everybody's voice. That you feel a connection to Mike. And it's one of the best things about long-form radio is that you can get to know people and you can get to know what kind of person they are just by how they treat their co-hosts, or they treat callers, or they treat, frankly, their producers, right? I mean, they give Process a new nickname, even though he's got a freaking nickname, right? They personalize it even further. And so it's been,
Treated everyone was like a big reason why I wanted this show after Process left.
Yeah.
And like, not only have I been working on this show basically since November, but like, that was a big reason why.
I totally agree that those two guys were about as easy to root for and produce for, I'm sure. And I hate to keep saying the same things over and over again, but, yeah, if you listen to that show, you got a true look behind the curtain of what it would be like to go out to lunch or out to coffee with Mike and Dan, for sure. And so that's what they did. The very best. All right, AB, let's go ahead. We'll take our top of the hour break. A reminder, this section of Sports Talk was brought to you by Kentucky Tourism. And so when you're ready to explore the outdoors in the Bluegrass State, make sure you head to KentuckyTourism.com. This is Kentucky. Come see for yourself again. Plan that getaway today at KentuckyTourism.com.
UPS is hiring warehouse workers, package handlers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying up to $21 an hour and offer great benefits, including 100% paid tuition, plus housing for some with our Metro College or Loop programs. Shift your team, shift your future, shift your life. Visit UPSjobs.com to apply. That's UPSjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference. UPSjobs.com.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? LocallyOwnedDelivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDERNOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.